The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and giving them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
No more pain, no more cost, no more sorrow. That is the great price. That is the thing that awaits any man who can just, you know, stand still right now and hear what the Lord is saying to His church in this hour. Praise God. That is God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm. And we know in Him there is no death. In Him there is no pain. In Him there is no sorrow. In Him there is no spiritual famine. In Him there is life and life and life abundantly. In Him there is laughter. There is joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. That is God's kingdom. It's a place of the gathering of the church of the firstborn. A place of, you know, of jubilee. Shouts of joy. Rejoicing. Praising the Lord always. Now this is a reality. Hallelujah. If you hear this message today, listen to me. No matter what you have been through, no matter what you have gone through, no matter what life has, you know, has thrown at you, no matter what you have suffered as a man, hear what I'm saying this moment. That you can ascend back into this place of life. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what your doctors have told you. It doesn't matter what you have suffered physically. It doesn't matter what you have suffered, you have been abused with. And it doesn't matter how you have abused. It does not matter what you have done. What matters today is how you can just hear and receive this grace of God and this love of God that surpasses all understanding. Praise God. This is God's kingdom. God's world. This is the thing that the witness from heaven came to preach about. The Son of God, Jesus. The very first words that came out of His mouth. When He took over from, you know, the baton from John the Baptist, the first words that came out of Jesus was, "Time is fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is what is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Oh, praise God. Now, this is something wonderful. We're here, we're seeing Jesus Christ taking the baton from John the Baptist. John the Baptist also had already preached, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." And if you look at the account of Mark chapter 1, you will notice that it was immediately after John was put into prison that Jesus Christ went about preaching the gospel, you know, of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Starting from Galilee. So you see, when John is taken away, Jesus comes. Now John is still a part of a ministry that is going to be fulfilled in the life of every man. Praise God. John represents the repenting mind, the terrestrial mind, or the terrestrial man who receives from above and repents. And who preaches, repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. But this same John is taken away so that Christ comes. That's the celestial man. And this thing will happen in every man. As you preach the gospel, there's a transformation. See, you are transformed from just an ordinary man of the flesh to becoming that man who is the celestial man from the spirit. So Jesus Christ comes on the scene, and the first thing he says is, time is fulfilled, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Believe ye the gospel. What he's saying right now is that the kingdom of God is within your reach. Praise God. The kingdom of God is what is within your reach. As you avail yourself to the gospel that is coming from above today, the good news, the glad tidings from above. Oh, praise God. And what is this glad tidings from above that we're hearing today? What is this good news that we're hearing today? What is this good news? What is this gospel we are hearing today? It is the light shining from heaven, unveiling the mystery of the Son of God, who is the image and the likeness of God. Praise God. Now, the Son of God, who is the image and the likeness of God, is yourself. All this fact was hidden and covered. You know, we were dark in our understanding, our intellect, our minds, our comprehension was darkened by the God of this world, the Prince of this age, so that we could not really understand the mystery of the Christ in us. We couldn't understand that we are actually children of God, and it never changed. See, we never understood our true nature, our true origin, because we were blinded by the God of this world. That is why Paul says that, you know, if our gospel, if this good news is hidden, it is hidden to those who are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. Praise God. So you can see that the God of this world had blinded us, and is the spirit working in the children of our disobedience today, hiding the reality, the mystery of, you know, of the offspring of God that is within them, nested within them. Praise God. So you can see the good news from above is that you repent. Receive these glad tidings. Praise God. And by these glad tidings unveiling the secret of who you are, you can once more rediscover God's kingdom, because God's kingdom is actually the kingdom of God's dear Son, and you are God's dear Son. God's kingdom is actually a kingdom reserved for the offspring of God. It's a kingdom reserved for that which is God. That is why you see that in the New Jerusalem, when John saw the New Jerusalem in the last chapter, John saw that the servants of God, they all had the name of the Father written upon their foreheads. Now, having the name of the Father written upon their forehead, meaning that they have the nature. See, it means that they are the likeness, the image of the Father. They are the likeness and the image of the Father. And that is the way every man is. But all these things are hidden from men because they are, you know, they've been blinded by the God of this world. And we also, we are blinded at one time. Time is fulfilled. Your sojourn in ignorance, your sojourn in a realm of materiality, your sojourn in a realm of time and space is over. As you begin to hear this gospel and you begin to ascend into this new heavens and a new earth, you begin to ascend into this new reality of love, of peace, of gladness, of joy unspeakable, of divine health, of all power. You begin to ascend back into this realm as you hear the gospel, the voice of your Father. Praise God. As you hear these things, your eyes are opened and you begin to see the new Jerusalem. Praise God. John, in the last chapter, in chapter 21, the second to the last chapter, John said that, I saw this thing. I saw it. I saw this city come down from heaven. I saw it. As we hear this gospel, we are beginning to see this invisible realm of God. We are beginning to see God's kingdom. As we hear the gospel. See, and along with hearing the gospel, along with hearing the glad tidings, we also repent. Repent of our transgression. Repent, it means change your mind. Change your thinking. Change, you know, the way you perceive things. Change your mentality. So we can put it this way. Jesus Christ went on the scene, saying, change your mind. See, change your mindset. Change the way you think. No more think like carnal men of the dust. You know, but right now begin to think like God. Change your thinking. No more think like a man of the earth. No more think like a man of the natural elementary things of this world. But rather begin to think as God. Repent. Change from the ways of man. Cease from man and go the ways of God. This is what the gospel is saying. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease from man, because as long as you continue in that realm of man, you will never see those streams flowing with milk and honey. That's why Jesus Christ says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless a man is born again of water and spirit, he cannot enter into that place my Father has reserved for those that love him. See, you are born again in your mind. Praise God. As you begin to hear the gospel, which is actually vibes, which is actually whispers, inspiration from the spirit realm. See, we are advised to elevate from our individualistic human thinking and reasoning to that of the one true God. Praise God, repent. It all starts right now. The kingdom of God is within your reach. The kingdom of God is at hand. See, your salvation is at hand. And everything that you have suffered, you can escape right now. Through the gospel, we are educated about the mystery of our nature, our origin, who we are. And through this, we escape the corruption that is in this world. It's written in Peter's letter. See, we escape the corruption. We escape the death. We escape the realm of the canker pea, you know, the canker worm and the caterpillar will escape that realm where things rust, where things die off, where there is sorrow and pain, where there is conflict of interest. We escape that realm of poverty consciousness into the realm of the mighty God of Israel. When I say God of Israel, we're talking of the only true God, the one who liveth. We escape through the knowledge of the Christ. See, the gospel is like saying, let there be light. Illumine their understanding so that they can see what is the mystery of the Christ that is within them, of the image of God that is within them, of the brightness of the glory, my expression that is within them. Oh, praise God. And as you are waking up, changing your mind, you discover God's kingdom. The old human kingdom, your terrestrial life. See, your old kingdom is your life that pertains to that which is earthly, which is actually imaginary anyway. See, James says that what is your life? It's like a vapor that appears for a moment, after which it is gone forever. And men cannot see afar off that the life that they possess as men is only an illusion. Praise God. As a man. See, but if you can hear the gospel and awake, you enter into a dimension world without end. You enter into a realm that never passes away. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So repent. Time is fulfilled. Change your mind. Hallelujah. Change your mindset. See, and let that mind, praise God, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. Are you listening? See, let the mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, the mind, that was the mindset with which Jesus Christ prevailed. That was the mindset with which Jesus Christ walked upon the seas. That was the mindset with which Jesus Christ pierced through the heavens and rediscovered his dominion from the foundation of the world. That is the mindset that has been handed over to us today to put on, to, for us to wear. It's the same as repentance. Repent. Repent means changing your mindset. Change the way you think. Change the way you perceive things. So let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. I'm reading from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. From verse 5, I'm now in verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of what of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Praise God. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. Praise God. And given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Praise God. So he found himself as a man. Didn't you find yourself as a man? You see, it's a very low form of existence. Praise God, it's a low form of existence where you walk as a man. You see, but Jesus Christ also repented. Jesus Christ also repented. Because being in the form of a man, he still put on that mindset, not thinking it, you know, robbery to be equal with God. In reality, he knew he was equal with God. In reality, he knew he was one with God. In reality, he knew he originated from God. He knew he originated from substance that is incorruptible. He knew that he originated from substance that is immortal. He knew that he originated from something that is eternal, something that is infinite. And he humbled himself to the death of the cross. Now, when you humble yourself to the death of the cross, it simply means that you are putting to death your old beliefs. Oh, hallelujah. You are putting to death your old beliefs, your old mindset. You are putting to death the thoughts that you are a man born of a woman, that you are terrestrial, you are earthly, you are black, you are white, you are male, you are female. You are putting aside that mindset to put on the mindset of God. That is death to the old man. Oh, praise God. That's why in the book of Revelations, when John the Apostle saw those who were partaking in the resurrection from the dead, in the first resurrection, John observed that they were beheaded. Those who entered into the 1,000 years of peace, which is symbolic of the infinite dimensions of God's kingdom. The first resurrection. Those who were elevated to sit upon throne, to reign in God's kingdom. John observed that these were those who were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. To be beheaded means that they lose their human sense of reasoning. Their human terrestrial sense of belonging to a material age, to a visible age. They lose that sense of being something separate from God, of having an identity fashioned after the earthly. They lose that mindset to put on the mind of Christ for the testimony of Christ. They lose their heads for the testimony of Christ. They are beheaded for their testimony. They put on that same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Now, I realize that these messages are messages that go out to different parts of the world. So I'm going to quickly browse through Revelation chapter 20 to just show you where this is written so that you can go back and meditate on these things. I'll start from Revelation chapter 20 verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, nor had received the mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Praise God. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. As such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him what, 1,000 years. Now, I just read this thing just to show you what is written about a people who are beheaded for the witness of Christ and for the word of God. These ones partake of what is termed the first resurrection. It's the resurrection into life, where they rule with Christ 1,000 years. And the Bible says, blessed are those who partake in this resurrection, in this first resurrection. It is not something that happens tomorrow. It's right now, as you are letting go of your old thought patterns, to put on that one celestial thought pattern, which is God's. These ones have let that mind that was in Christ Jesus take a hold on them. They no more think like men, but like God. And that is resurrection. When you are awake, you begin to think as God once more. Because in reality, that is what you are. see, when you are dead, you don't know what you are. You don't know who you are. When you are dead, you walk as a man. You walk in mortality. You walk, you know, as the beasts of the field, as the creeping thing. But when you are awake in his likeness. And that is when good comes to you. When you are awake, you begin to rediscover a world without end. You begin to rediscover the unspeakable riches at your disposal. Because you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. Every. In Christ Jesus. And you can translate those spiritual blessings as you so desire into physical blessings as you sojourn in this world that you live in. Oh, praise God. These ones that we read just now, the Bible says that they refuse to worship the image of the beast. They refuse the mark of the beast. Which is what the world today does. You see, when you put on the mindset of a man, you are actually putting on the nature of a beast. See, because the mortal man of the dust is likened to the serpent man. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Every man that lives outside of the nature of the Father actually possesses the mark of the beast already. It's a terrestrial nature. See, using allegory, that's an allegorical presentation, we see how the serpent in Genesis chapter 1 tempts man, seduces man. Praise God. And from the moment he succeeds in seducing man, man goes to die. Man goes to sleep. All that seducing is all on the level of the mind. What you are seeing in Genesis was that Adam exchanged that mindset that is God's to put on the mindset of the terrestrial, which is the carnal mind. So you just look at nature, you see the serpent crawling on the earth. You know he's talking about carnality. On the dust, the serpent crawling on the dust talks about the earthly mindedness. The carnal mind is like that serpent. And I tell you, to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded causes you to walk as a man. It limits you, you know, to the dimensions of time and space. And as long as you live in that illusion, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. And you lose out on that wonderful land. But thank God, as we hear the gospel, repent, repent, you hear the gospel, the truth from heaven, the light that is shining right now. Receive this gospel and put on the mind. Repent by putting on the mind of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Let go of the old and take a hold on the new. You can experience the joy of salvation once more. You can experience the salvation of all ages right now as you hear the gospel. It doesn't matter where you are, what your condition is. It doesn't matter what you have done, what you did, or what somebody did to you. Let go of all these things. Let the word of God lead you into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. It is written that from the days of John the Apostle, or rather John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is being preached and many are entering into that kingdom right now. Many are pressing into that kingdom right now. Multitudes are coming from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north, from all parts, from all religions, from all beliefs. People are coming in and pressing back into that one kingdom as they perceive the call of the Spirit in this hour, saying repent and return back to your first estate. Obedience to the Spirit was what exalted Jesus, so that Jesus Christ inherited a name that is above all names. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He humbled himself to the death of this cross. He humbled himself by letting go of the human ego, by letting go of his human life, by letting go of his thought patterns, of his cares as a human being, as a man, to lay hold on the one divine mind and life of God. Not minding the contradictions, the mockery, the insults that you face from men. Because when you begin to say you want to walk as God, you become a source of ridicule. Your family members, your friends. But press on, hallelujah, press on. Press on, hallelujah. And because of his obedience, Jesus Christ was exalted above all. Exalted into that realm of God, into God's kingdom. And he inherited a name above all names. Now, you see, what is that name that Jesus Christ inherited? We just saw it in the last chapter of Revelation. Those who are in the new city all have the name of the Father written upon their heads. That name that Jesus Christ inherits is an unnameable name. It is the name of the I Am. It is the name of God, the Father. He inherited the name. He inherited the nature. He inherited the dominion. He inherited the power. He inherited God. That is your great reward. That is the thing that awaits any man who perseveres, who continues on in this good doctrine that we're hearing from heaven today. Because a door is opened into God's infinite and everlasting kingdom. A door that can never be shut. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Simply by changing the mind, by repenting. Hallelujah. On a daily basis, letting go. Seeing into the world of God. Seeing into the Spirit. Seeing into the ages to come. Letting go of your life as a human. But I laying a hold of that life which is of God. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. At the revelation of that name that Jesus inherited, which is the name of the Father. Praise God. You can't see Jesus without seeing the Father. That's the name of God. That was God manifested in the flesh. And every man must still submit to that name to live. Every man must still bow to that name to live. Praise God. Repent. Change your mindset. Let go of the old. See, let go of the hurts. The hurts and the pains will always be there. Do you think that your problem is more than every other person's problem? I think you better open your ears and see and listen to the tears, you know, in the eyes of many others. Do you think your physical condition is the worst that there is? And do you think that God, the power of God, cannot raise you out of every situation and crown you with life and joy unspeakable? Do you think the power of God is unable to deliver you? You must be kidding. Let the power of God raise you up. Let that mind that was in Christ just be in you. Let it rule in you. Let it reign in you. Enter into life. Enter into bliss. Enter into enjoyment. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Repent. For the kingdom of God is within your reach. Repenting, changing your mindset, is all about conformation to the world to come in Christ. See, this is the perfect will of God, that you not be conformed to this world. Praise God. Don't be influenced anymore by that serpent who deceives you into thinking that you have a life apart from God. Be not conformed to this world. to this world of time and space. Be not conformed. Don't be deceived by the gainsayers. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul? He will ask that question. Because this is the folly of man. A man does not find the gospel attractive because he thinks he can gain the glories of this world. He's blinded by the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Not knowing that these things are illusionary. The vain glories of this world. What shall it profit a man if he gains this world and loses his soul? He loses his soul to the power of the grave. He loses his soul to the power of the cankerworm and the caterpillar. What shall it profit a man? Absolutely nothing. It is folly. Foolishness. It's madness. Praise God. What shall it profit a man if you gain this world but lose your soul? In your attempt to gain this world, you lose the all power. You lose the riches in glory. And you enter into a realm of fear and torment. Take a hold on the gospel and let it lead you back into God's invisible kingdom. Let it lead you back into the place of the all power. Hallelujah. Close your eyes from the vanities of this age and be focused on that one thing, which is God's kingdom. Hallelujah. That is the only thing that is and will be forever. Praise God. Let us not enter into the realm of hurts and pains, sorrows. Many people have found this gospel unattractive and have left and gone back to the world. And like Paul says, they have pressed themselves with many sorrows. For the love of riches, the love of the glories of this world. Praise God, you can enjoy life. See, but first of all, lay hold on the life of God. And nothing will be able to take away your peace throughout all eternity. You have something that endures forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. Repent right now. And change your mindset. Praise God. Repent. And remember your first love. Change your mindset now and remember your first love. What is your first love? Your first love is Christ. That is your nature. That is who you are. Praise God, remember your first love. This was the first message to the church in Ephesus. Praise God. Remember therefore from whence thou hast fallen and repent. Remember, you have left your first love. Your true nature, your life, you have left that life, which is the life of God. And you have deviated to love idols, things that you have formulated out of your carnal natural mind. But the time has come to leave all. Leave all for God's kingdom. Return back, repent. And you will discover that once more that paradise. This is the message to the church in Ephesus. You will discover your place among the stars at the right hand of God. You will discover yourself among, you know, the golden candle lampstand, which is in heaven. We're talking about divine spiritual things here. You will discover the tree of life in the midst of the garden of God. You have access once more into the Garden of Eden as you return, you repent. Change your mindset and begin to love your invisible self, your infinite, incorruptible self. Praise God. When you begin to recognize yourself, you begin to recognize that same self in all the brethren, in all mankind. The same self, the same one that is in us all, through us all, above us all. Oh, praise God. It's a wonderful thing. So you see, this word of repentance, you see it repeated all over the Bible. Praise God. in a message to the church in Smyrna, he says that repent. Hallelujah. Repent and remember the things how you have received and heard. Let's just quickly go to Revelation chapter 3. Verse 3. Now this is the message to the church in Smyrna. It is the fifth trumpet, speaking also about repentance here. A changing of our mindset. Praise God. Repentance. Revelation chapter 3 verse 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I shall come upon thee. Praise God. Now, you can see here, he's saying here that you should remember how thou hast received and what heard, hold fast and repent. Now, this is a message that is present and continuous. Remember that the seven messages to the seven churches are messages to actually revive the church and to render stable the church in their work up, as they walk upon the earth. See, so they are there to raise you up, to quicken you, and also to establish you, to make you unmovable in the things that pertain to God's kingdom. So he's saying here, repent. Remember how you have received and heard. What have you received and what have you heard? Praise God. He's not talking about something that you hear in the systems of religion. Is that something that you hear in your moralistic homes and all that kind of stuff? Rather, it's something that you have heard from the foundation of the world. See, Jesus Christ said the Spirit of God will bring to your remembrance things that I have spoken. See, we're talking of spiritual communication, things that we have all at times lost track of in the fall. Things that you have heard concerning God's kingdom. Things that we have heard concerning the Christ. Things that we have heard concerning our inheritance in light. You begin to remember these things. How you have heard from God. Praise God. Some people have heard this message in the past, and they try to get away and run away, and you can discover, you only just discover more sorrow, more pain, more confusion. Your life will always be, you know, in a balance day and night. You go from one tribulation to tribulation when you hear this message of grace and try to run away from it. So I met some people, I know some people who heard these messages and tried to run back to the church system. They tried to run back into the systems of religion. And they have never found peace one day. At times I come across some of them and they are tormented to death when they see me. They are scared stiff. Why? Because they heard and they received from the Lord and they rejected in the entreaties from the Lord. Praise God. Remember how you have received and you have heard. Remember. So all these things we hear day and night, we are supposed to meditate on them day and night. These messages that we hear, we are supposed to remember them day and night. Meditate on them day and night. Because when we stop meditating, when we stop, you know, remembering, the devil now enters and deceives you. Praise God. At times when you fall, you know what it means? You become like Humpty Dumpty. You had a great fall. And all the horse, king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put him back together again. It becomes very difficult to stand when you fall at times. And you have fallen before, and I know what it means. Big fall. So that he took the hand of God to lift you up again. So that's why it's good when you hear, you receive the word of God, to keep it in remembrance. Keep what you have received, keep what you have heard, keep it. Guard it jealously. Don't give room to the devil. Don't give room to the devil, the royal lion who is hanging around ready to devour. It's right there, it's that man, he's still there waiting. Any small loophole, he gets to, he strikes. Praise God. Now, that which will shield you from the attacks and from the many, many, you know, problems of this world, is to remember how you have received this gospel from above, this good news, this testimony from above, how you have heard and received. Keep it. Repent in accordance with what you have heard, what you have received. It will establish you into God's kingdom and open a door into God's everlasting kingdom. Otherwise, you will just be like those who look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you see how you look like, and when you turn around, you then forget what you look like. The Holy Spirit has put a mirror before us and caused us to behold our true image, our true selves, our true nature, our true origin, and it's left for us now to keep it. To keep it until the very end. Hallelujah. When we do this, the promise to this fifth church, which is the church in Smyrna, the fifth trumpet, the promise is that you shall walk in white, clothed in Christ consciousness. And you shall appear with the Lord as he appears. In reality, you are the one that reveals the Lord. And your name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Rejoice because your name is written in your book of life as you repent in accordance with what you receive from above. Your name is written in the book of life, and it cannot be blotted out forever as you continue on in the truth. Meaning that I'm in heaven. Heaven. I'm in heaven. Hallelujah. You can enjoy heaven right now by remembering and keeping, repenting in accordance with what you've heard and what you've received from above. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To sit back and to rule upon the throne of God, the mindset has to be changed day and night. It requires a lot of humbling, a lot of prayers. And I tell you, along the line, God has been faithful. God strengthens you. I've received visitations. I've received words, deep words. All these things are there to strengthen you along the line and to keep you from falling. Hallelujah. He will not let your foot dash against a stone. He will keep you in perfect peace and guide you into the place of glory. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Amen. It's really a wonderful thing to know the love of God. How God has loved us with an everlasting love. Praise God. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 verse 19 says that as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hallelujah. Repentance. And how do you do this? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and I'm set down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah. Now, I just read the message to the seventh church, which is the seventh trumpet. You can see the same word, repentance, here. Change your mindset. Change the way you think. Stop thinking as a man. Because when you live as a man, you are simply poor, wretched, and miserable. See, because the goods of this natural world cannot satisfy you. That which will satisfy you and give you true riches and rest is your repentance and living according to your celestial, invisible, true image, which is that of Christ. Praise God. Repent. Be zealous and repent. See, allow the fellowship of the Father be ignited within you. Open the door of your heart, of your consciousness, and allow the Christ to sup with you. Let there be a supping. See, and as there's a supping, there's actually a remembrance of the Christ in you. That's all you need to enter God's kingdom. That's all you need to escape all the problems of humanity, is to rediscover the majesty and the beauty of your inner man, which is the Christ. See, repent. See, and allow the voice of the Spirit, you know, bring about a renewal in your faculty, your mind, to lift you up out of your human, carnal, terrestrial ways back into that which is of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as you do this, you discover you simply discover yourself on the throne of God. This is the same throne that John saw in the book of Revelation, the last chapter. Him that sat on the throne says that, "Behold, I made all things new." You can enter into newness of life. You can enter into a life of unspeakable joys and pleasures. You can see your dreams come to light before your very face. Oh, hallelujah. You can come to a place of abundance where you rule in exceeding glory and majesty. It's just how we can, allow the voice of the Spirit take a hold on us. How we can yield to the Spirit. How we can let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us. See, putting on our celestial nature as the one who sits upon the throne, the Father. See, it's one throne, and we all are partakers of that throne. It's one kingdom, and we all are partakers of that kingdom. It's one mind, and we all are partakers of that mind. It's one life, and we all are partakers of that life. Leave the personal, leave the terrestrial, and lay hold on the one eternal Spirit of God. See, repenting brings about a realizing, of the reality of God's kingdom, which is right now present. God's kingdom is at hand. Jesus was simply trying to say, it is within your reach. You can enjoy it right now. You can enter it right now. But you must be born again. See, at the sounding of the last trumpet, the dead are raised up. Praise God. You begin to put on the incorruptible mind, the nature of your Father once more. No more walking after the flesh, after the terrestrial. At the sounding of the trumpet, there is a lifting up out of the terrestrial, out of that which is human, back into that which is God. Flesh and blood, which is the carnal, the natural, cannot enter into God's kingdom. That which will enter is God and God alone. Repent and change your mindset. Time is fulfilled. The days of vanity, the days of foolishness are gone. And the day of the Lord has come. God bless you. Day into the night.
one who strives the height of creation.